leaders reporting Mercedes auto workers in Alabama have voted against unionization.
The workers at two Mercedes plants outside of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have voted 56% against joining the United Auto Workers Union. It's a setback for the UAW's drive to organize factories in the South, where some governors have been warning workers they could wind up losing their jobs because the companies would have higher costs. One anti-union worker said they didn't believe the union's promises of higher pay around $40 an hour and better benefits. A month ago, the UAW did score a win with Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel says the bodies of three of its hostages have been found in Gaza.
An Israeli military spokesman says the three were killed in the Hamas attack on October 7th while they were at a music festival near the Gaza border. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls the deaths heartbreaking and says all Israeli hostages will be returned, both the living and the dead.
Correspondent Mike Kempen reporting, military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said all three were killed by Hamas while fleeing the Nova Music Festival, an outdoor dance party near the Gaza border. Meteorologists say exceptional windstorms that could leave some Houston residents without power for weeks were a once-in-a-generation event, and the damage left in their wake is comparable to that caused by a hurricane. Janice Maldonado, a National Weather Service meteorologist, said the storms that barreled through Houston Thursday are the most significant in the area since Hurricane Alicia in 1983. On Wall Street, the Dow by 134 points, this is SRN News. An effort to curb ministry scandals is being launched.
The Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability rates churches and parachurch organizations on their fiscal stewardship and transparency. But the organization is concerned about the growing number of pastors being caught in scandals, often having nothing to do with money per se. So the ECFA is working on a leadership standard category to add to its other ratings of ministries. It should be operational later this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new abortion clinic is going to open in southeast Kansas this fall, bolstering the state's efforts to become an abortion destination for women who live in pro-life states. Kansas voters recently rejected a constitutional amendment that could have led to laws limiting abortion like those in effect in neighboring Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. A growing number of liberal states are seeking to cash in on what some critics call abortion tourism. This is SRN News. A man suspected of attacking a synagogue along the coast of France has been shot.
They'd been alerted early Friday morning. The smoke was rising from the synagogue and came face to face with the man when they got there. The National Police Information Service said the man surged towards officers with a knife and a metal bar and that one officer opened fire. Rouen's mayor says the man is thought to have climbed onto a trash container and thrown a sort of Molotov cocktail inside the synagogue. Tensions and anger have grown in France over the Israel-Hamas war and anti-Semitic acts have surged. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The attacker, who later died of his wounds, was an Algerian national who'd sought medical treatment in France and wasn't flagged as a suspected extremist. France's interior minister praised the 25-year-old police officer who shot and killed the man. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.